MoneyWeb now on the money.
This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more global opportunities through their partnership with JP Morgan Asset Management. Staying with Melani Mululeke, senior economist at Absa CIB, the South Africa Q4 2025 quarterly perspectives. Melani, always appreciate the time and thoughts. The big one, perhaps, actually a lot of big data in there, but the one that jumped out for me, you've upgraded your expected GDP for South Africa, both for what's left of 2025, but also into 2026. Things edging in the right direction.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, I think we should be clear. Growth is still weak. It's still not where we want to see. This is not the kind of growth that is going to make a huge difference to the unemployment situation in this country. But we are seeing a gradual improvement. Look at the last couple of years, Simon. Growth on average is about 0.5%. Mm. And what we're expecting for this year is 1.3%. So some improvement. And I suppose the question could be, where is this growth coming from? And I think there's a number of things that we have seen this year. One is just that the consumer is really looking stronger this year compared to the last couple of years. This low inflation environment is clearly helping real incomes. The fact that the SARB has also come through to deliver some rate cuts, I think, has definitely also helped. So I think that side has helped quite a bit. The other thing is the external environment. I think one of the things we've spoken about a lot is all of these big policy shifts, particularly as it relates to trade. But I think the resilience that you have seen in global economic activity, the fact that we have also had a South Africa terms of trade movement, the commodity price moves that have actually been favorable, I think has actually ended up meaning that the external environment has also been a bit of a tailwind for us and, you know, not as much of a headwind as we all feared earlier in the year. And all of those factors really helping to deliver this 1.3% growth that we're expecting for this year, Simon.
Yeah, and I think key point, I mean, it's not enough to solve our unemployment, but better than what we have seen. You mentioned the trade issues. I mean, the tariffs out of the US, and they've been all over the place over the course of the year. But you say the value of exports to the US down, and I don't want to say only, but down 9% year on year, April to September. But there are nuances in that. Precious metal is part of that, I imagine.
Yeah, that's a really important point to just remember that the tariff that we're facing out of the U.S. does not apply to precious metals and stones. And what you're actually seeing in that space, if we just compare that same period again, Simon, April to September, you see that precious stones and metals exports to the U.S. are actually up about 21%. Mm-hmm. Of course, a big part of that, I think, really just coming from the fact that your platinum prices are high, palladium prices are high, and of course, the gold price also a lot higher. So that one area that isn't facing restrictions doing quite well. But when you look at other parts, you know, such as vehicles, of course, another really key export to the US, you know, that's really performed quite poorly. We're down about 52% in value terms over that period. You look at other parts of manufacturing, there are also some clear signs of pressure there. But what I also wanted to highlight, Simon, here is that although if you look at exports to the US, we are down, as you would expect, you know, across a lot of categories. Mm-hmm. When you look at total exports from SA, even for something like vehicles, we're actually still up. So I think the fact that the global economy has been as resilient as it had been has certainly been helpful to a lot of different parts of the economy. And let me use autos again as an example here. It's true that when you look at exports to the US, we are down. But you look at actual volumes, total exports out of SA, we're actually up a little bit. So the strength of the overall global economy really coming through to help or offset some of the losses that we're seeing in terms of exports to the US right now.
My sense is very much. And I mean, one of the other points you took around National Treasury's 25-26 revenue targets, maybe a little conservative because of the precious metals we've been talking about. Very much a, if we look at the inflation, you've pulled that down to peaking at 4% in December. Moving in the right direction, slow steps, small steps, baby steps, but good steps in the right direction, which is something perhaps we haven't had to trumpet about for some time.
No, absolutely. Look, I think, you know, your point about public finances in particular, we've been in a very long period where our debt to GDP ratio has been climbing quite consistently. But we're actually now at a point where even with National Treasury's relatively conservative, in our view, numbers in the MTBPS, we're still seeing debt to GDP stabilizing in the current fiscal year and then slowly starting to come down. And which is why, of course, we've seen S&P coming out to say, you know what, this is a credible fiscal reform story. Mm-hmm. There's a credible story around structural reform as well. Growth is slowly starting to improve, which is why we've ended that one notch upgrade. It'll be very interesting to see, Simon, just what Moody's has to say about our rating a little bit later this week. Mm-hmm. And again, on your point about inflation, of course, one of the big things we've had this year is the inflation target reform. There was a lot of concern from different people saying, oh, the low inflation target is actually going to mean, you know, rates that should be higher than they otherwise should be. And that's not what we're seeing. I think the one really important thing is that this target reform, this shift to a low inflation target, is happening in a space where inflation is already not too far from 3%. And that should hopefully help expectation to adjust a little bit faster. And most importantly, you know, given the fact that inflation has been contained, the SARB has seen space to provide a little bit more accommodation as far as rates are concerned. And our view is that we should see more rate cuts into next year.
Yeah, and that then feeds into, again, a consumer, which, as you said in the report, is resilient. Yeah. It's tough out there, but we're doing okay. We'll leave it there, Miolani Moleleka, Senior Economist, Absa CIB. Always appreciate the insights.
This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more global opportunities through their partnership with JP Morgan Asset Management.